Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
Well, me...
And this is Stranger Still.
Welcome to Stranger Still,
a podcast that is about questions
that you never thought to ask. Normally we would talk for like half an hour about a topic, but I'm out of town for the next 2 weeks, so we're gonna do a little short episodes that maybe
okay,
wouldn't
Pinocchio
fill. What?
little I like that. You sound like Gingerbread Man from Shrek.
Not the gumdrop buttons.
There you go.
We're gonna do like 15 minute episodes for the next 2 weeks on things that wouldn't necessarily take up a full half an hour. This week we're going to talk about historical figures that may or may not have existed. And we could probably do a whole episode on this, but the problem is, like, you can look at a bunch of historical people and be like, well, there's no documentation that they ever existed, which is the majority of our show.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still fascinating, which is why we're doing it. John,
whoa.
Quit asking
can
me
you...
why we're doing this
okay.
episode.
No, that, I'm okay. Yeah, I don't want to fight.
Not in front of all of our friends. John, how are you this week?
Great. I'm ready to historically learn.
You're ready to historically learn? So I've got, despite this being like a 15-minute episode, I found 10 historical figures that may or may not have actually existed.
May or Meta Knight
from Super Smash Brothers.
Does he exist?
No, he does not. But I got 10 other people that may or may not have existed.
Oh, so you did 11?
Well, we've covered one. It's Meta Knight.
Okay.
The other 10 are more humanoid in nature than a little blue blob with a mask and wings, and he's overpowered, and you can't really knock him off the stage, and we're already...
Yeah, because his upbeat move covers so much ground.
It's BS, dude, and then yeah. You get to float around like...
Right, yeah, especially anyway. If you bring in custom moves, too.
Yeah.
So who's our first on this list of 10?
Well, okay, so I've got 10 people. And maybe some will surprise you, maybe some won't. And I've got three categories of people. The first one...
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
The good, the bad, and the Clint Eastwood.
Oof.
I'm not calling him ugly. I'm just saying he was in those movies.
His attitude can be ugly, Nick.
I know.
Let's face the facts.
Gran Torino, he was very racist in that movie. I was shocked.
Have you seen him in real life, Nick?
He's got a scowl. Anyway, so the first group, I've already alluded to them, and it's people that you look back and there's just no documentation of them ever having existed during the time that they were supposed to.
Other than a Disney movie.
Right. Like a Disney movie made 500 years later, or in some cases, stories written about them like 1,000 years.
Wow, 500 years. So Mulan took place in the 1600s then?
Well, not, you're like choosing one person.
Okay.
Robin Hood was like 500 years after that. So that's
okay,
our
yeah.
first one. And it should be the least surprising on our list is Robin Hood. It's generally accepted that he didn't exist.
Yeah.
But it's still contested. He was supposed to have lived in the Sherwood Forest in England during either somewhere between the 1300s and the 1500s. And part of the problem when historians are going back and looking for Robin Hood is mm-hmm. that the term Robin Hood or Robehod or Robehod, I don't know, were given to criminals during the time. And so most historians believe that Robin Hood was a legend created from those terms. Like Robin Hood sounds like Robin Hood. So then he just became a character.
Yeah. So, I feel the same way about Criminal Man from ancient Swedish lore.
Uh-huh, yeah.
He would do the crimes because
mm-hmm.
he was a criminal.
Was he like a Mega Man boss? Is that why his last name was Man?
Yeah. His power was crime.
Yeah. He'd just shoot crime at you, mm-hmm. jump around the stage.
Just steal your wallet.
Mega Man was like,
Yep, there you go. It was Echo.
Anyway, so some people believe that he may have existed, but it's just hard to pinpoint who he was because those two terms were just given to so many people that you can't
pinpoint. Yeah, and also there's not enough movies made about him.
Right. And one just came out and was a massive flop.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Because I found an article last year that there's probably like 10 Robin Hood movies that exist already, and there were 4 in production at the time that I was reading the article.
Oh my God. The one just came out with the kid from... Kingsman.
I think there's going to be like 15 of them.
Yeah. There's
by the end of the year.
By the end of the year. We got 1 month left, John. The second person I have is another character that Disney just loved named Mulan. You've heard of her. You love her.
That's my favorite Disney movie.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Be a man. That one.
I like, what do we want? Girl worth fighting for.
Yeah. So Mulan was a woman who supposedly lived during the 400s in China. She was she posed as a man to join the Chinese army and fight. And the problem with this is that there's no documentation of just one woman who did this. As a matter of fact, there are multiple legends of different women who posed as men to join the army. And that's led most historians just to believe that it wasn't a real person. It's just folklore that's passed down from generation to generation.
So let's clarify.
Yeah.
We're not referring specifically. I'm sure there's other, like, books and texts and tales of Mulan than the Disney movie.
Yeah.
So this is something that's...
The person of Mulan.
But the story of Mulan was, you know, it predates. We made it sound like Disney invented it.
Disney came up with it. No, that's not true. Have you heard of William Tell?
Tell me more.
Beat me to the joke. He was the man who shot the apple off of his son's head. You've heard of that, right?
Okay, yeah.
So that's William Tell. His claim to fame is that...
He had 500,000 YouTube subscribers because of the apple prank.
Yeah.
What's his other claim to fame?
That was just a clickbait titled, "Totally shot my son with an arrow." Not clickbait in parentheses.
Yeah.
So his claim to fame was that he was this notorious archer who lived in... He was Swiss. In 1307, that's far off from 19 whatever I was going to say,
mm-hmm.
1307, he was challenged and forced by the Swiss government to shoot an arrow off of his son's head. He blindfolded his son, tied him up, and then shot the arrow and hit the apple on his son's head.
Okay, was this like a consensual thing?
No.
Then why couldn't it have been a fence post? So he's a real jerk.
Because the government was like, you are going to, if you're such a good archer, shoot that apple off your son's head, thinking that he would shoot his son and kill his son. And he's like, fine. And then he did it and shot the apple off of his son's head. And apparently that led to, supposedly, this led to a revolution where Switzerland became its own independent nation. That's why this is important. But there's no record of this instance ever happening in 1307. The event wasn't documented until much later, which makes people think that they just kind of went back and made up this story to tell this fantastical beginnings of the Swiss independence.
Wow.
Yeah. There's also a little man named Homer. Maybe you've heard of that guy.
So real quick, I mean, as much as we're going through that, that dude would have been like a...
William Tell
would have been a pranker on YouTube. Can we talk about what everyone's YouTube channel would be today if they were making videos?
Yeah.
So who's the first one that we venture through is Robin Hood.
Yeah.
What do you think he'd do? Do you think he'd do unboxing videos or...
Oh, definitely. He would do haul videos.
Okay.
Where he would like steal from the rich and then show his haul on video.
Okay, perfect. So that's haul videos, prank videos, and now we're up to a third guy.
Well, Mulan.
Oh, Mulan, yeah.
So Mulan would have done makeup tutorials, obviously.
Well, yeah, she's very good at the... You know, covering everything up.
Yeah. And then William Tell, we've got prank. So Homer, let me tell you about Homer. We can decide what kind of YouTube channel he would have.
Thank you.
He was a blind Greek author who wrote such stories you may have heard of. Little ditties called the Odyssey or the Iliad. Have you heard of those stories?
Yeah.
The epic poems.
Right.
He was
some ditties bigger than others.
Some Diddy Kongs.
DK Donkey Kong.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know what you...
Kong.
I get it.
So he was supposed to have lived...
The only Lil Diddy I know is about Jack and Diane, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I know P. Diddy.
Okay. His name is... So...
Homer was supposed to have lived between the 7th and 8th century BCE, if you will, but there's no documentation saying from that time...
Just throw everything. It's fine. Just pretend it didn't happen.
I threw my phone off the table.
Okay.
Hit my hand on it.
Are you okay? Do you have boo-boo?
Yeah, I got boo-boo. You want to kiss it?
Maybe
we
after.
Yet.
Yeah.
So there's no documentation from the time saying that he ever lived. And we all know that the Greeks were really good at keeping documentation. So it's kind of weird that there isn't any documentation. Most people just, either he lived or he didn't. There's not like any evidence going either way. And if he didn't live, historians believe that the Iliad and the Odyssey are just a bunch of poems mushed together by a bunch of different authors. And if he did live, most people agree that he didn't write them by himself. He had help from other poets and stuff. So either way, he's a fraud. And we're coming after you.
Wow. Homer. Jeez, Louise.
What would his YouTube channel be?
His YouTube channel would be self-help videos and making yourself seem greater than you are.
Yeah. So there's a my second category I'm calling highly conflated histories. The first person I have kind of goes from no documentation into highly conflated stories, which is Pythagoras, which I was very surprised to see his name come up on a bunch of articles, because I was like, you know, Pythagorean theorem about triangles, like he figured out triangles.
Yeah, he loves his triangles.
He loves his triangles. His legend was actually much the same as Homer, because he was a Grecian mathematician and philosopher who supposedly lived somewhere between the 5th and 6th century BCE, and he was famous for the Pythagorean theorem, of course, but he also hated beans, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
They were like the devil's food.
Mm-hmm. Not a vegan.
Not a vegan. Staunchly unvegan. So, wow. Again, there's just no documentation from the time that he ever existed, but his ideas, the confusing thing is his ideas in math were highly documented. So there's the historians found what were called the followers of Pythagoras, called the Pythagoreans, and they basically worshipped him. So one school of thought is that the group of Pythagoreans were Pythagoras, and the man never actually existed. His history gets a little more muddled because you learn that he was supposedly the son of Apollo, which I think we can mostly agree isn't real.
I saw the movie.
Apollo 13?
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hanks played him?
Yeah, Tom Hanks played Apollo. Did you not see it?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
King Arthur is another one whose history is highly conflated. This crosses also between no documentation and the highly conflated tales. He was the king of England during the 400 and 500s, somewhere in between there. He led the Knights of the Round Table. You may have heard of them.
Right.
The Camelot. He supposedly led and fought his army. He fought in his army against 12 successive invaders and successfully fended all of them off.
Mm-hmm.
He was the guy, this is where it gets a little bit more fanciful, he was the guy that pulled Excalibur out of the stone, and he became King Arthur because of that.
Yeah, I remember that, and that you know, it really leads me to think a lot about what his YouTube channel would be. But are you trying to tell me that Pythagorean is more of a Vine guy?
Like, oh, we forgot to talk about his YouTube channel. Yeah, he's still wearing shirts that say "Do it for the Vine."
Okay,
he's trying to make his transition from Vine to YouTube. It's not going very well. He only has like 100.
It's because he hates beans so much and is controlled by the bean market.
Yeah. So anyway, King Arthur, he pulled the sword Excalibur out of the stone. He also had a wizard friend named Merlin, who was one of his advisors.
Okay, cool. So this is real. He was in Kingdom Hearts, right?
What?
He was in Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah.
Okay.
He also set out to find the cup that Jesus drank out of, also known as the Holy Grail. This is the cup he drank out of during the Last Supper. Apparently, his Knights of the Round Table found it. I mean, these fans...
Did it say his name on it? Is that how they knew it was his?
Yeah.
Did it say Jesus?
On the bottom, he inscribed his name.
Okay.
Jesus was here.
Was it bedazzled?
Yeah. So, these are pretty fanciful. It's really easy to use these to poke holes in his existence. There's no such thing as wizards, unless, like, they're holding out on us still. Sorry, Shelby, I know you like Harry Potter. The other problem is nothing about him was ever written down until the Middle Ages. So almost 1,000 years later. Well, not, I thought like 800 years later. And it was like the first documentation of him was in the 11th century by a Welsh author. So that was like a good 600 years later was the first documentation of King Arthur ever having lived. So he may have existed, but those stories kind of sound fake. Fake news.
Wow.
I said it here first.
Fake news CNN?
Yeah.
Did you say?
Enemy of the people.
Okay.
John Henry, have you heard of this man? He's got a very generic name, so.
Yeah, I've heard I've heard of both of those names.
Not in conjunction.
Maybe I have with in conjunction. He sounds like a lumberjack or something.
Yeah, well, he kind of. He was a man who worked on the railroad, supposedly. And the legend about this John Henry is that he challenged a steam engine train to a race and won.
Oh, yes, I remember.
You know this story.
Yeah.
So most people agree that a man named John Henry worked for the CNO Railroad. Like, that person probably existed. The legend about him is what's up for debate here. This was in the late 1800s after the Civil War occurred, and he was a freed slave that went to go work for the railroad. And he raced the steam engine, beat the steam engine, and then after the race, he died either from exhaustion or a stroke. And most people think, I keep saying most people, it's just historians. Historians think that this was more of a, because songs started to rise up about him, like people working on the railroad would sing songs about him to pass the day, and people in prison would sing songs about him. So they mostly think that he was just a folklore figure that these songs became about, just to inspire the workers as they're singing throughout the day.
Which Gross.
Is, yeah, it's
he
not good.
Worked himself to death.
Yeah.
How inspiring.
How inspiring. Well, I mean, he challenged the man. He challenged technology and won.
So is he going to have, like, a progressive news show?
Yeah. He's like, he sits at a desk with, like, one microphone, and he sits there with his hands, like, folded into each other, mm-hmm. with, a small, like, 20-inch TV monitor behind him with his logo
yep.
on it.
Yeah.
And really bad lighting, and the camera's, like, way zoomed out. He's friends with Kyle Kulinski.
Oh, no. Shots fired. Kyle, come on our show.
Yeah. So then there's people that were documented to
have... He redid his set. It looks beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched them lately. anyway, there's my last category is people that were documented, but also maybe weren't documented. I'll just walk through this.
So would you, can you stop avoiding it and just call them undocumented?
Undocumented
Thank
historical
you.
Figure.
Say it. If you say it, it fixes it.
It fixes the problem. Man, we're getting political this episode out of nowhere. NRA talk is seeping into other episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one I have here is Sun Tzu.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote The Art of War.
Yep.
He definitely existed, right?
Nah.
Well, maybe. I don't know. So he was...
Neither did Lao Tzu or...
Is this a joke?
No. These are like Taoist philosophers and stuff.
Yeah. So he was supposedly alive sometime between 544 and 496 BCE. He wrote The Art of War. As everyone knows, he was a master militant. The problem comes in when historians examine the text that he supposedly wrote, and they find military weapons and technologies of the time that don't match up to when he was supposed to have lived. Because 496 BCE is like the latest that he would have existed.
Yeah, and he had a lot of bump stock talks in there.
Yeah, yeah, so... A lot of people believe that it was actually written by, like, Sun Tzu actually existed, but the book wasn't written until, like, a couple hundred years later by a descendant of his that also went by the name Sun Tzu, and the two just became confused as history went on. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. And dollars.
Oh, hey. The next one we have, the second to last person, is Pope Joan. Have you heard of Pope Joan?
I have not heard of Pope Joan.
This is like, I mean, some of these people are spiritual leaders. This is like the first religious person on our list. I saw on a bunch of the lists, like they had, I went to a bunch of places to get inspiration for this, and all of the comments are like, why don't you have Jesus on this list? And I was like, we're not going to talk about that. There's a bunch of, like,
there's plenty
religious
of that.
Figures that we can put on this list, but we're not going to. So Pope Joan, though, I thought was really interesting, which is why I included her. She was a woman during the 800s that supposedly disguised herself as a man, rose up in the ranks of the Catholic Church until she became the Pope, and she wasn't found out to be a woman until she gave birth on the back of a horse. When that happened, this is where the history gets a little confusing.
Oh, not the back of the horse birth?
Yeah. It's before they had like underwater births or like give birth on the back of a horse. It'll
gallop
really fast.
Gallop the baby out.
Yeah. So the Vatican found out about this and booted her out and pretty much burned any record of her having existed, which it makes it hard to figure out if she was real or this is just a story made up. The Vatican supposedly went on to make a very sexist law that only men could become popes. And some people think that she was just a satirical depiction of Pope John the 11th, who became its own character because it was so ridiculous, but it was really just to make fun of him. Other people believe that she was real. They just wanted to deny that she ever existed. The Vatican, that is.
Mm.
So I thought that was kind of fascinating, but not as fascinating as the last one I have here, John.
Oh, boy.
Do you know a man by the name of William Shakespeare?
Shakespeare.
How about William Shakespeare?
Yeah.
I thought it'd be funny if I said his name stupid, and it wasn't funny. So, do you know who Shakespeare was?
Yeah. You just have to see here. Your problem is in the inflection.
Yeah.
If you said, William Shakespeare.
Shakespeare. Spire. He was an author and a playwright from the late 1500s. You may have heard of him. He wrote this really amazing movie with Leonardo DiCaprio in it.
Yeah, no, I've seen it. Yeah.
So he's one of the most interesting because it's so recent. This is the most recent person on our list from the 1500s, and it's so hard to pinpoint down because there's a ton of paintings of him from the time when he was supposed to have lived. So contemporary paintings, there's documentation, not to mention his large library of literary works, and he even showed up in several legal documents. So, like, this dude existed. However, historians look at some of the original works, and they find... His last name was spelled wrong on manuscripts that he supposedly wrote.
Yeah, but he was really artsy, you know?
Maybe he was just like
he's going through a phase.
Right.
I feel like I've got an E on the end of my name.
Yeah. That's kind of weird, though. And other historians will point out that he was supposedly, like, his backstory is that he was born as a commoner, so there's no way that he would have been able to become educated enough to write the works that he wrote. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe he just made up that backstory to make him seem cool. He's just like a hipster.
He's the most hipster.
He's the most hipster. And the last thing that that historians will point to is that there is documentation about a William Shakespeare, but not of a writer named William Shakespeare. So a William Shakespeare shows up in legal documents, but not as like this dude lived in the house and just sat there and wrote all day. Like, they can't find many documents of that. Some people think that it was just a pen name that several different authors used to write works under. So, like, maybe people wanted to experiment with playwriting, so they wrote under the name William Shakespeare, and this kind of shared the name. Other people think that it was a pseudonym for, like, one author, like Francis Bacon or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
So, that's my list of historians that may or may not have existed. Da-da-da! I don't know how to end this episode. Is that good?
Yeah.
Good job?
But what's his YouTube channel?
Oh, man, we didn't do this for a lot of these.
I know. You're just...
All right, so did we do one for King Arthur?
No.
All right, let's go back through all of these. We've got Robin Hood.
Mm-hmm. On Hall Videos.
Hall Videos. Mulan was a makeup tutorial.
Yep.
William Tell was a prank channel. Homer, what did we decide for him?
He is... It hasn't been taken off.
Huh?
Wait. No, he did self-help. Self-motivation.
Self-help, yep. Pythagoras did... Was he the Viner?
Yeah, he's
he
the Viner.
He was the Viner. King Arthur, we definitely didn't do. King Arthur would do, like, those really bad magic videos that show up on Facebook where the guy's like, I'm going to guess what number you're thinking.
Yeah.
Where he basically just does a bunch of math to... It's not magic. He does those.
Keep this number in your head, now subtract 2, and then divide by 7. Was it 6?
Yeah. Is the number you have now 6? That's what it always is. Because
share this and like and subscribe if it was.
He's like, if you're a female, subtract 2. If you're a male, subtract 3. And then, like, multiply by blah, blah, blah. But he always makes it.
Multiply by 0.
Number.
Yeah.
He's like, get you down to 1 and then add on.
Okay. I've seen it. I get it.
John Henry, the railroad worker. He would, he was probably a fitness guru.
Yeah.
Sun Tzu. That's tough.
Sun Tzu is very tough. Sun Tzu, I feel like, would stream Warcraft or something.
He's a Twitch.
And he'd be a Twitch guy, and he'd like tell you strategies on like how to stay ahead of everybody.
What about Pope Joan?
Oh, man, that's
for whatever
rough
reason, what came to mind were those moms that do yoga with their kids on YouTube.
Okay, even fine.
Though, like, I don't know. What about Shakespeare?
Shakespeare would put on a Guy Fawkes mask to look futuristic.
Occupy.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you have anything else for this episode, John?
I'm still John.
Well, we got to tell people where to find us, at least.
StrangeTheShow.com.
You can also leave us a review on iTunes. That'd be the nicest thing you can do.
Or give me your money.
Give us your money. You can go to StrangeTheShow.com/shop. That'll take you to the network Patreon page for the Flying Machine, which you're proudly members of, and help us get stuff.
Yeah.
We just did live streaming events that were exclusive to Patreon supporters. So if you want to get like behind the scenes stuff and live stream events,
quick quiplash and watch us cook and stuff.
It's only $1 a month, $12 a year. It's like the cheapest thing you can do to support us, and it goes a long way. So do that. So I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
And this is Stranger Still.
I give you the incredible flying machine.